Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. This is Radio Empire Podcast, and I'm your host, Boston Mpukhenyi, most facing Sahar. Today, we pledge the allegiance to the new and expanding movement, so-called youth activism. More denotation from the phenomenal leaders from one of interdomination youth from Mabupani, right?
No, Soshang.
Soshang Gove. Yes, I'm chilling with...
Nkati.
I don't hear you.
Nkateko
and...
Hello.
And...
Nzako.
Right. And you're both from the same...
Muslim church.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
What was the name of the church?
Hope and Glory Family Church.
I'm finding that thing.
It's Hope and Glory Family Church.
Hope and Glory...
Family Church.
Yes, guys. We have an open discussion, right? And the subject, or perhaps the topic, is change. So according to your perspective, what is change?
Okay. For me, change... Okay, I'm not going to say in the scientific ways or whatever words that is required. Né? I'm going to say from my own perspective.
Yes.
So change, as a let's start with the Greek. There's a Greek word called metanoia.
Metaluia.
Metanoia. Yeah.
Metaloia.
Noia.
Noia.
Yes, sir.
Privado. Yes.
Metanoia means change of mind, right?
Change.
So, change of mind, especially in a religious perspective.
Okay.
So, I believe that change is something from the inside. It doesn't just start from the outside. That, I just think, today I'm going to change and then it happens. It starts from within. It is influenced by something.
Yes. Wow, guys. Wow. Now, let me interject a little bit into your philosophy. Change is a substitution. Change is something that I could say is a transformation. You understand? There's a word we call an alternative. When you alternate something with something, that's an act of a change. Now, because we know what is change, right? What makes us to fail when it comes to change? From your own philosophy, what can you say about failing to change?
Okay, I'm going to answer you as a Christian, as a firm believer.
Okay.
One of the many reasons why we fail to change is because we want to change by ourselves. We do not want help from God. No. And when you get help from God, you do not even need to put in the effort for you to change. He gradually changes you without even noticing.
Yes.
As time goes, you will be amazed that I used to do this thing and now I don't do it anymore. It's change, and it's not influenced by your own power, but it's because of God.
Wow. Now we have three fundamentals or points that really gives a position whereby we fail to change. First, we fail to change because of what we've been through. Secondly, we fail to change because of what we are going through. And lastly, we fail because of what we used to. Whatever that you used to do, you fail to change because of you're comfortable with it.
Yeah.
You fail to change because of you are used to live where you live right now. Even when it's not perfect, but because of it's familiar, then it tends to be relevant to the current situation. Now, because we know what makes us to fail when it comes to changing, I want us to give us your own understanding. What can we do in order for us to change?
Okay. One of the many things that you can do for you in order to change and like not relapse to the things that you used to, is you actually coming to God and just focusing solely on Him. Remember the Bible says, seek His kingdom,
yes,
and everything shall be added unto you.
Yes.
So meaning that if you seek change, because I am focusing on God, then change will come to me because God knows all my heart's desires before I even pray about it. So for me to change, all I have to do is just come to God as I am. The Holy Spirit likes it when you come in a place of brokenness. Come in a place of brokenness and tell Him that, Holy Spirit, I cannot do this by myself. I need your help. I need you to change and transform me for the good. And believe you, you are going to change. That's just it.
Okay, so let's just read Exodus chapter 33, verse 1.
Then the Lord said to Moses, leave this place, you and the people you brought up out of Egypt, and go up to the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants.
Now, one way that I want to dwell more into is the word move or leave. Other vision says break the camp and move. And the better way to explain break, you might say destroy. So basically, if you want to change, remember we change the mindset. The mindset is the thing that we change. And then in order to change the mindset, you have to break or to move or to leave your past and be able to adjust with the future. You understand what I'm talking about? So read Romans chapter 12, verse 2. You understand, guys? You break your cycle.
Romans 12, verse 2 says that, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. He's good, pleasing, and perfect.
Yes, transformation of a mindset. That's the most fundamental position of changing. So now, because we have this conversation, what more can you tell me about change?
Not the only, but then what I advise the person is that come to God, show God that you are keen on having a relationship with Him. Remember that you have to approach God relationally, not just as a stranger. That's why I don't really use the term God, because I feel like it's a distant term. Come to our Father relationally as a child. And then once you come closer to God, or once you get closer to God, you just let go of some things that you do not want to do. Because if you try by your own effort or mind, you might fail. And then when you fail, it's going to be hard for you to move past that part that, oh, I failed doing this thing. And it's going to haunt you. But with God, it's way easier. And it doesn't need any strength or any power or anything. It's just you and God cruising nicely, and you just change gradually.
It's a nice experience. Wow. Okay, it was nice having you guys. You know, it was nice having you guys. So I want to know about that interdenomination youth activation that is about to happen. What's the name of it?
It's called Rolling with Jesus Youth Movement.
Rolling with Jesus
Youth Movement.
Youth Movement.
Yes,
so can you tell me more about it?
Okay. So let me just give you background information.
Yeah, I need the background.
One Sunday, I was at church, and I just... Have you ever had this prompt from the Holy Spirit that you have to do this?
That's it over here.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So I approached Mama Shun during the service. I told her, can I talk to you after church? She was like, I also want to talk to you. Guess what? Before I even said a word, she was like, we have to do something for the youth. Exactly my thought. Okay. And I laughed in disbelief. And then we started thinking and planning. And then we started inviting other youth from different churches. Because our main focus here is not, this is only for Christians, or this is only for people who are in apostolic churches or charismatic churches. It's for everyone. Hence, we say that we go beyond domination.
Yes.
We do not want to say, because this one goes to the top apostolic church, then she's not allowed to come with us.
Wow.
We go beyond domination, because one of the core reasons that we fail as Christians or as believers of God is because we lack unity. Let's say I'm not from a Baptist church, né? And I have friends who are from the Baptist church, and they have a Baptist union. So it's kind of hard for me sometimes to attend their events, because they're going to tell me, your church is not in the Baptist union, therefore you cannot be part of this and this and this things. You get? So with us, we do not say, because you're not part of Hope and Glory, then you cannot be part of us. It's open for everyone. As long as you want to have a relationship with God, or as long as you have a relationship with God, then you can come.
Wow.
There's a verse that says, come as you are. You come as you are. And if you need transformation, then the Lord himself will transform you. There's no need for me to lay hands on you or for me to say, leave whatever that you're doing. But God will, you will feel it from within that, no man, there's something that has to happen here. So you come as you are. It doesn't matter from which denomination you're from. It doesn't matter from which church you're from. As long as you're of Christ, you come as you are.
Come as you are. So let's speak about the activations, the projects, perhaps events that you're going to host from this festive. Do you have any of them?
We have a hiking trip. So
what?
Far, a hiking trip that'll end.
A hiking
trip.
Hiking
trip. Hiking trip.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That'll end in an open air area with a few dancers.
Okay. From the youth. And then from then we don't have anything.
We're still planning.
You're still planning.
No, oh. We still have more events coming. But then this is our first event.
Yeah. Oh, it's the first.
It's just a newly established
movement.
Yeah.
You feel me? But you got that thing, you know? You got that thing. Okay, guys, it was nice hosting you. And also the beautiful one,
Gati.
And then the beautiful one also.
Hello.
Hello. And also the last beautiful one,
Ntako.
And they are all born again. Yes, they are in this battle of the spirit. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in, and we'll meet again next time on the third episode. But now, $100 million question will be like, guys, how can we get you? Do you have an Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok?
No, sir, we do not have any social media.
Hundreds.
Yes, sir. Yet, we do not have.
Are you considering having it?
Yes, sir. After the first event, not now.
Not now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, nice hosting you guys. Until next time, I'm gonna come to your event.